Amen. Welcome to River of Hope this morning. We are honored to see you here. If this is your first time visiting River of Hope, we are glad that you have chosen to join us here this morning in worshiping our good Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. First and foremost, that is our goal each and every week, is to lift his name on high and give him praise and worship. First of all, I want to apologize for the screen not working. None of us have a clue why that's happening right now. As you can see, that's why no lyrics were up. So I want to apologize for that. We know that our committed tech and audio crew are working on that, trying to do the best they can for you guys to be able to follow along and to sing and worship with us. Before we take up our morning tithe and offering, let's just bow in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this beautiful time that we can just be here to, well, first of all, reflect on who you are in our lives, that you are a good and perfect Father. Lord, as we celebrate Father's Day, and we just give thanks for the men you've put in our lives, the leaders, the guides, the people that have taught us what's right and what's wrong. Lord, some in good ways and some in ways that we know that you've put in place for a reason. We thank you, Jesus, for everything you've given us. You've given us skills and talents and abilities. We give back to you from what you have given to us. We ask that you would take this tithe and take this offering, that you would bless it, Lord, and multiply it for your kingdom's purpose. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
How are you doing this morning? Good? Happy Father's Day to all of the dads. I was blessed to be able to see my dad yesterday for a few hours. I don't get to see him too often, even though he's not too far away. So that was just nice spending time. So I hope all of you guys get some time to at least call your dads and say Happy Father's Day. I just have a few announcements. This coming Friday, we have our Ladies Connect happening. Oh, it's working. Okay, so Ladies Connect this Friday. We are heading up to Tim's Hill for a little hiking and dessert. And Kathy just wanted me to pass on that we're planning to leave the church at 6. So if you could come like 10 minutes before so we can head out. I think it's a 45-minute drive. We're going to do some hiking. And then after we burned our calories, we're going to fill back up with some chocolate or something good. So that's going to be fun. So if you want to just plan to be here at 10 to 6 on Friday, if you're planning to join and carpool up with us. And then we are having a baptism service on July 16th out at Sackett's Lake. And we're going to plan to do a picnic for that too. So we'll probably have a sign up for food shortly here. Not today. But if you have not been baptized or you are interested in being baptized, we would love to have you get baptized that day. So if you are interested and feel like that's something that God is calling you to do, you can talk with myself or Pastor Jesse, and we'll make sure to get in touch with details on that. On August 12th, you might remember last year we did training throughout the summer for a 5K in August, and this year, I don't know that we're going to have training groups, but I wanted to promote this event because it's for a great cause. But basically, it's called Breaking the Chains of Human Trafficking, and it's a 5K that some ladies in our district in the Assembly of God had this dream of doing a 5K walk run to get money to help human trafficking. And there's a location in Milwaukee, which is actually Milwaukee, I think, is one of the top human trafficking locations in the world. But there's an organization there, and it's actually kind of cool because the lady that heads it up down in Milwaukee used to come to this church. She's from Medford. So it's really cool how God has connected with us, and she's so excited to hear about our church and what's happening here. So she runs an organization down in Milwaukee, and their church is located right on the corner where a lot of these prostitutes are at. So it'd be great to bring her in sometime just to kind of hear about their organization. But this 5K is raising funds for their ministry and then a ministry in India. So there's different ways to help out for the 5K. You can give donations towards it. And if you want information, I can give the details out to you for that. If you want to go run it, that's another way to support it. If you want to go volunteer there, if you want to go walk it, there's lots of ways to get involved. And so I just want to share that with all of you guys. I think we had, I want to say we had close to 10 people go down there last year. Our whole family went down, Jamie, Gina, Jackie, Ember, Sandy, Kevin. We had a pretty good group that went down there, and it was a good time. It was a stretch for me. It was the first 5K I ever did. And so, but it was cool. So that's coming up August 12th in Nisida. And then I think that's it. We have some backyard barbecues coming up too, but we'll just keep you posted as those dates are coming. So, all right, I think that's it for today.
Well, happy Father's Day to everyone. We all have fathers that have impacted our lives in one way or another. I'm going to be taking a break from our series in Romans. I've been doing this a lot lately, where we'll plug away in Romans for a week or two, and then we'll cut off and we'll take a break. And one thing I want to share real quickly before we jump into our message this morning. Amanda and myself and our family, we try to take some time off every summer to make sure that we can just relax a little bit and take a break. Most of you know that I work full-time outside of the church, and that is a taxing toll on ourselves as ministry leaders, and we always try to make sure that we are ready and energized to serve here to the best of our abilities. The plus side of us taking a break is you guys get to hear some amazing people come in and fill in the pulpit. Next week will be our first Sunday off, and you will have Pastor Lori Ganier here. And if you've not heard her, you are missing out. Her and her husband, Rick, have come up. They came up and did a marriage conference, I believe, last February, Valentine's Day time. And really blessed the church and the community by their services. She has filled the pulpit, I think, the last year, if not 2 years, in this same time frame. A very impactful communicator, a very powerful speaker. You do not want to miss her coming and preaching. I know what she's going to share on, and it's good. It's really good. I'm excited for you guys to be able to hear that message next week. Please. Make sure you are, if at all possible, if it's clear in your calendar, please be here. Show Lori some love, and I am sure she will give a powerful and impactful word to you next week. And then the following week, 4th of July weekend, the weekend before 4th of July, our children's pastor, Josh, is going to come up and share. And all of you that have heard Josh know that he is a passionate and just energetic. He's our kids pastor. You know the guy's got energy. I can't even fathom what they do back there, dancing and bouncing around and singing songs and everything they do. How many of you have kids back there in the kids ministry? A lot of us do. How many times do they come out of Sunday and go like, man, that was kind of boring? If you've heard that, I'd be shocked. Yeah, it's amazing what they do in there. It's just it's awesome. They're full of energy, but Josh is also a very good communicator here. I don't know how he does it. He can communicate with your kids, but he can also come up and preach. And the man just has just an amazing ability to communicate to both the kids and us as adults. So please make sure you're here, if at all possible, in the next couple weeks as we are taking a break. We're going to step out for a couple weeks, just hopefully get recharged and refreshed to be back and to serve all the more effectively coming back in July. So maybe that's good for you guys. I don't know. That was supposed to be a joke. But anyway, we are going to jump into Colossians today. And my message isn't necessarily solely for the guys. I want to speak to you, but I also want this message to carry some weight for every person that's here. So we're going to jump into Colossians chapter 3 today. starting in verse 10. So Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. Before I read the text, we're gonna open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this time that we can just reflect on who you are in our lives. I thank you that you give us the good and true and perfect representation of a Father in our lives, no matter what you have given us here on earth. Lord, I thank you that we can celebrate our fathers and the people that have impacted our lives in such a powerful way. Lord, we just pray and ask that you would speak through this text, that your Holy Spirit would speak through me, that anything I speak would come from you and not just from my flesh. That your Spirit would impact a message on us today. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 10. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the message about Christ, in all its richness, fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom He gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. Yeah, as I was digging into the scriptures, really trying to find a text to hopefully give a message this morning to challenge us men and us fathers, but also to impact the ladies and the kids that are in here as well. One thing, being a man and a father, I know from personal experience that it's very easy to kind of harden ourselves. Right, we go through life and we experience hard times and seasons, and we just kind of allow that to you know, as men, we just get through it. We figure out a way and we plow through it, and it doesn't matter. We're built to survive, right? That's kind of the nature that God has put in us. No matter what we're experiencing as men, it is to survive by all means necessary. Okay. Now, the downside of that, and let me say this: there are plenty of women who are the same way, where you are also built to be the leader, you know. And maybe it's by unfortunate circumstance that's come up, but you have to take on that role, and pretty soon you notice that there's kind of a hardness about you. Now, as I read through Colossians 3 in this passage, it just really reminded me of how we need to change our focus. And how, you know, I've got four sons, most of you know, and my oldest, I'm not sure if he's reading scripture or playing a game on his phone back there, but he's 13, so I'll give him a little bit of grace. You know, we've got four kids, and actually, you know, I'm going to share this real quick because I'm going to brag on them a little bit. We were in La Crosse yesterday. I was picking up some gifts for the guys. Yes, I did drive all the way to La Crosse in Minnesota, not just for that, but you did get a treat that you'll receive at the end of the service today. And we were at Woodman's. Have you ever been into a Woodman's restaurant, or not restaurant, store, grocery store? And it's like, okay, you think of Walmart and there's this kind of section. Take that like times five, six, seven, eight, maybe nine times. It's huge. And I've never been in this store before, so I walk in and I'm looking for one thing. You know, I know what I'm there for. And guys, we do this all the time. We know when we go to a store, we know what we're there for. Well, unless I'm grocery shopping and I'm hungry, then it's all whatever. You never know what's going in that cart. Anyway, so I'm there, and you know, I've got all four of my kids with, and Dad was with, and you know, we're going through the store, and I'm getting kind of frustrated because my kids are going through. This is typical, and maybe it is in your family too, where it's, oh, Dad, can we get this? What about that? And I don't know where we're at in this store. So I'm like, all right, we got to get to the checkout. I've already got what we need. We turn down the cookie aisle. I'm like, are you kidding me? The one aisle, I mean, couldn't it have been like the vegetables? Then I'm not worried. We get right through that. And, you know, there's maybe an apple. They might want an apple. So we walk through, and I'm getting frustrated at them. And they're, oh, Dad, can we get this? And they're still being good, you know, and they're not throwing fits. And I'm waiting in line. We get done, we get checked out. I'm rambling right now, but we get checked out, and I'm walking out the store, and this lady walks up behind us. She's like, hey, I just want to say, your boys were so well behaved. And I just want to let you know, happy Father's Day. And I'm like, whoa. Perspective. You know, because what I see is a little bit frustrating and a little bit irritating, kind of getting under my skin a little bit. Other people see is, wow. You know, there's a bunch of young kids, and they were being pretty good. They were. I mean, I've seen them throw much worse fits, trust me. But, you know, perspective, how we get a little outside look into our own lives sometimes. And I think it's interesting that God will bring people into our scenario to show us how blessed we really are at times. Getting back to our topic this morning. When we have accepted Jesus, if we've made that decision, Scripture tells us that we are born again, that our old flesh is gone, and that we are a new creation. We are our new being. Colossians 3 reaffirms that, put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. You know, as a pastor and as a teacher, it's really easy for us to talk about that new birth and being saved. But a lot of times, even I'm guilty of it, we forget to do the second part, to be renewed as you learn to know your Creator. The Scripture is right here telling us that it's not just enough to receive salvation. It's on us to grow closer in relationship with our Creator, with our Father. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters. The author is telling us that, you know what, there's no distinction. This is open to every single one of us. Christ is all that matters, and He has the ability to live in all of us if we will accept Him. I felt it important to include the previous two verses so that when I got to verse 12, we understood this first line. Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, I wanted to make sure that you understood that this isn't just talking about the people of Israel, His chosen people. It's talking about every single person who believes in Jesus Christ as their Savior. We've done a lot of, especially in Romans, with the distinction between, the fact that there is no distinction between those who call on the name of Jesus. That it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or if you're a Gentile. I think we've discussed that enough to understand the basis of that discussion. Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy. With tender-hearted mercy. Obviously, with me having four boys, I am plenty... what do I want to say here? I can be harsher than I need to be. First of all, I have four boys. Okay, that right there kind of creates this dynamic of needing to be a little bit more harsh. If you have sons, you know this. There's exceptions to the rule, right? In personalities of our kids, there's exceptions to the rule of kids that are more dominant and driven versus those who are more sympathetic, empathetic, compassionate, right? And you change how you deal with each one. But I'm guilty of being too harsh, and I've been reminded of it. My wife is very good at letting me know in a good and caring way that, you know, maybe that was a little bit over the top. But this passage, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, with kindness, with humility, with gentleness and patience. Let me tell you one thing that's difficult, is to come back to one of your children if you've disciplined them, and maybe I was over the top. Maybe it was an overreaction based on I didn't have all the information before I disciplined. But to come back and to show them humility, say, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. What you did was wrong, but what I did was wrong too. That was over the top. That was too much. Will you forgive me? That's not easy. Guys, ladies, as parents, that's not easy. But it's vital. Because we as humans are not perfect. We never will be. But if our kids can see us in our imperfection, still coming back and saying, hey, I'm sorry. Showing humility and just being humble. It builds something within their character. It's important that we do give discipline. It really is. Our kids need to understand the authority. If they understand the authority that God has given us over them as their parents, they will have a better understanding of their relationship with Christ. And Jesus is an authority figure, not just a savior. As a Lord, not just a savior. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, with kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. That list, as I look at it, kind of goes, wow. Maybe I really need to assess how I am as an adult in my home. It continues to challenge us as believers, not just as parents, but as believers. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. How hypocritical would it be for us to live under the belief that we've been saved, but to then live in complete ignorance to forgiving others? That would be really, really hard. We would be holding on to a truth, but then living in complete disagreement with it. Forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. You'll see that there isn't a list of what you should forgive others for. And this is important. Because there's things that have happened in our lives that have been devastating. And I don't know each and every one of your story, but I do know that there have been things throughout our growing up, our youth, maybe even in our early adult stages, where we've been hurt, we've been offended, we've been impacted somehow in a negative sense. What this is telling us is it doesn't matter the offense. Just as the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. What we need to understand is that when Jesus hung on the cross, he was forgiving us of everything. Not just lying. not just cheating, not just stealing, not just the petty sins that we might think of, but everything. And if Christ is willing to hang that burden on himself, then we need to be willing to forgive others of those as well. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. You know, it's possible to discipline in love. Does that make sense? I mean, I hope it does. It's possible to instruct our kids without being angry, but to do it in a loving and compassionate way, even in a disciplinary matter. That's something that I've had to work on. I'm going to be honest. There was a season in my life where anger was something that came easily. And that took some conviction. It took other people speaking into my life to realize. And it took a lot of prayer and personal reflection to get past. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. It's pretty amazing when you can discipline a child and they will still come and give you a hug immediately after. If you're doing that in love and compassion, they're not going to feel abused, which they're not in discipline, in love. I'm not gonna bring up the debate of what's appropriate and what's not. That's between you and God to discern. Scripture tells us that above all, we need to clothe ourselves with love, which binds us together in perfect harmony. Let the peace that comes from Christ rule your hearts. How much would that change each and every one of our days if we relied on the peace that we receive from Jesus Christ and his sacrifice to rule our hearts? See, when we understand what Jesus has done for us, which I think we do, but I think we tend to kind of let it lose its luster and we forget about what's happening. You see, receiving salvation isn't just a one-day thing. It's not just a single event. It's a transformation and it's a process. And if we can remember what it was that Jesus Christ took away from us, and I'm talking about our sin, I'm talking about our grievances against God, our imperfections, our failures, our addictions, our sickness, whatever it was that he has taken from us. If we can remember each and every day what he's done for us, that helps us to hold on to that peace. Because it keeps it true and powerful in our hearts. It's not just a foregone thought or conclusion that I've been relieved, I'm done. I want you to know and understand that on the day of salvation, your sins have been washed away. But that doesn't mean we need to forget our past. We need to remember what our past was and what we've been delivered from, because that's where the power of the testimony of the gospel lives in us. Let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. We are called to live in peace and to always be thankful. That can be a challenge in its own. As we go about life and I don't know what it is you're going through. I don't know what challenges you might have in front of you. I don't know if it's financial, if it's physical, if it's relational. But we're called to live in peace and to always be thankful. I've said it many times from this pulpit before, that everything that happens in our lives, sometimes it's through decisions of others and sometimes it's through our own decisions. Everything that happens in our lives develops something in us. Now, I don't know, I know some of you well enough to know that your relationship with your father. I want you to know that even though there might be pain in the thought of your father, your earthly father, even though there might be, that might be an upsetting thought, there wasn't a good relationship, maybe there was no relationship. That did something in you. That formed a character within you. Maybe that was a resolve to look for something different in other people in your lives. Maybe that gave you a keen awareness and a stronger discernment in seeing people differently. Maybe ultimately it has shown you the power of God being able to work in your life and restore. What we need to understand is no matter how our earthly father has played a role in our lives, that God does not abandon. He does not forsake. He does not give up when we've gone our own way. Verse 16, let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. We've kind of covered that a little bit this morning. We need the gospel of Jesus Christ to be relevant in our life each and every day. Knowing that each day we wake up, we can thank God again for dying for us on the cross and relieving us of our sins, for giving us a new start, a new beginning, and a fresh slate. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all wisdom he gives. As parents, let me rephrase this. As adults, we have a responsibility over the next generation. In guidance, in instruction, in teaching. We can't look at the next generation and say they're so messed up without at the same time convicting ourselves of not speaking into their lives. I'm not necessarily saying any of us are guilty of that. It's more of a challenge. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. How many of you know that your kids, your own kids, already think of you as their hero? Stop and think about that for a second. They ultimately, before knowing Christ and the impact that he will have in their life, you are the greatest person in their life. So if we take that into heart and how that speaks to them by the way we treat and react or how we instruct, as well as reflecting on Colossians 3:16, let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. How many of you know that your kids don't care how good you sing? They don't. But if you do sing, it changes their heart. It speaks to them. It shows them the power of a positive message. It shows them that there's joy in expressing yourself in ways other than spoken words. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. My dad and I, we went on a little trip this Friday and got back last night. And we took all my boys and we went to my brother's house and had his kids. And we went to my sister's house and we were all together yesterday. And it's kind of funny because we were on the drive back. And if you've ever driven to La Crosse from here, you know, well, maybe you take a different way, but there's pretty much a hole where you don't have cell phone signal. And you just, you know, and once you get to Minnesota, it's like a radio hole. Like there's no station. Maybe you're a country person. Well, then you're okay. But if you're not, you're kind of lost, right? So we had a radio station on, and it was one of those like, mix top 40, you know, secular music hits or whatever. And we're just sitting there. I just had to laugh because for one particular song, all my boys started singing. And I couldn't tell you what song it was, but it was funny just to hear them all. And it was one of them goofy ones or whatever. But just sitting there, I kind of had to laugh. At least I know that there's some joy in them to whatever. Express themselves freely. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. The interesting thing is we got a little closer to home and then I know where the radio stations are and we flipped to another one and now it's, you know, God's Not Dead or something like that, which whatever your opinion is, what it is on that song is mine as well. But my kids start chiming in again. You know, they're singing those songs just as good as they were, as loud as they were the other ones. But I believe that they had had enough time and fun, interaction with each other, to be thankful for their time away, for their little trip and the little getaway that we planned just to go have some fun together. We're going to close with this verse. Whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. This single verse speaks to every single area of our life. Every single area. Whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. I hope that as we close today, as we go about maybe spending time with our families or our fathers or your husbands or whoever it is, that you keep this verse in your mind that everything you do is acting as a representative of Jesus Christ to those who do not know him. That's a powerful verse and it holds a lot of weight because it literally addresses and challenges every action or word or thought we have. I'm going to be honest with you, this verse alone has been one that has changed my life. As I shared, I work full-time outside of the church and I'm a welder. And if you know that crowd at all, you know that it can be pretty rough. But you know what? God challenged me with this verse as a youth pastor, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago. It said, you need to consider everything you're doing, not just at church or at home, but even at work. Whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus. I could preach a whole other message on this. I'm not going to. I want to let you guys go. I want you to enjoy your day. I want you to have a good time with your families. And I want you to just leave with this with this verse in your mind. Whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Let's close in prayer this morning. Lord God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this challenge to each and every one of us to assess how we live for you each day. I pray, Lord, that you would allow your Spirit to work through us. Lord, if there's relationships in our lives that need to be repaired, we know that you are willing and you are able to restore. We ask that you would work those out, that others would see the work of Jesus coming out in us. I pray, Lord, that you would make us effective and powerful representatives of you. That in everything we do it in mind that we are showing others who you are. That we would give thanks to you for everything Jesus has done in our lives. Father, I pray a blessing over the men and the fathers in this room. I pray, Lord, and I ask that you would just allow them to enjoy their time with their families today. Lord, that they would have a new and refreshing spirit about them in the way they teach and instruct and work with their families, myself included. We thank you, Jesus, and we pray in your holy name. Amen. Guys, there's a treat for you out on the coffee bar. You can open up the cooler and grab a drink. Just so you know, there's a few different choices, so feel free to dig through. And I believe there's a bag or a box or something of some beef jerky. Grab something, enjoy your day. Have a great Father's Day and a beautiful weekend. There's got to be